Thank you so much and welcome back after the short break. And in case if you have just joined us, this is Shai with the European Union and we are in the third episode where we are discussing gender disparities in the health sector here in South Sudan. And my guest this morning is Aris. She's the program manager at the European Union delegation in South Sudan. I'm also having Doreen, the gender and social inclusion specialist at the Health Support Fund. And then I'm also having Yeno. This is the gender and social inclusion focal point at Health Link South Sudan. And area on, they talked about arimarides, they talked about gender-based violence, they also talked about what they are doing in South Sudan in order to address gender disparities in the health sector. Now, let's talk a little bit about family planning and also the awareness. You know, the government of South Sudan said family planning has a critical to improve the lives of its women and girls, but social norms and beliefs and misconception about family planning have worsened the situation, hindering initiative to improve reproductive health here in the country. Let me begin with, does your experience confirm people's resistance to the family planning? Is family planning a taboo topic?
Yes, they remain resistant to family planning. This has been seen among men. Stories have been emerged. Men assaulting their wives because of family planning utilizations. Healthcare workers providing family planning have been additionally attacked. We have also seen law enforcement agents accusing healthcare workers due to provision of family planning services. Presently, talking about family planning is not longer a taboo in South Sudan.
Why do you think so? Because of awareness, what's the problem?
Yeah, the problem, men, they don't want their wife to access the services. Yeah, others are saying that they are married their wives with cattle, a lot of dowries. They want these women to produce for them a lot of children. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they don't want them to access. But others also, they come, other women, they come for the services and we do offer for them.
Okay. Now, before we talk about what you are doing to promote family planning, so why do you think, Doreen, men in South Sudan are resisting this family planning? Why do you think so?
Thank you so much. I think there is a misconception or myth around the family planning. That's why the men may be resisting. But through awareness, they will be able to understand that family planning is important and it will improve the health of the women. And more specifically, information to be given to these men on family planning, because the understanding may be family planning is like stopping or preventing the women from giving birth, but that is not the case. Here we are talking about birth spacing. So if we talk about birth spacing, the men will be able to understand, yes, we are allowed to continue giving birth or produce, but we need to have certain duration to allow the children to grow healthy and also the body prepare well before receiving another pregnancy. So when we give correct information on family planning, the men will be able to understand. And we have seen this because there are some men who accompany their partners or their spouse to the health facility to receive family planning. So the few outside there who are still resisting will continue intensifying awareness, raising on family planning, telling them the importance of family planning and why it is important for them to use. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then what are you doing as Health Support Fund in order to promote family planning? How do you create awareness and family planning services?
HPF is one of the Take and Call working group partner at the Ministry of Health, whereby HPF participate in the Take and Call working group meetings where they discuss family planning consideration and issues with the different partners to see how to promote family planning. And HPF also participated in updating the South Sudan family planning policy and also the family planning agenda 2030. So all this participation is to promote family planning. And we also work with the different partners like UNFPA, COMICS to ensure the availability of family planning commodities in our supported health facilities. So by ensuring all our supported health facilities is well stocked or well equipped with the family planning commodities, we are promoting family planning. And we also ensure that we train the healthcare workers to be able to provide family planning services to any client who may fail to access any of the modern family planning method in our supported facilities. And we also train the healthcare workers on value clarification, attitude transformation on family planning. Here you will be able to clear your own value, your own attitude towards family planning, reflecting on your own to see whether really family planning or birth spacing is having a positive impact in your life. So through also the Boma healthcare workers, we have health education in the community on family planning. And we also have the peer-to-peer club or the adolescent reproductive health club in schools, where we also talk about comprehensive sexuality education and also family planning, whereby all these informations are available for people to know, then they can be able to make their decision. And also at the facility, we provide ICE material. These are material that communicate information, that educate the community on issues to do with the family planning. And occasionally, we also participate in radio talk show to talk about family planning so that we reach the public with information regarding family planning. Okay. And we do health awareness in the community and also strengthen the linkage at the women and girl-friendly spaces with all the family planning information and also the commodities.
Okay, before I go to Aris, you know, in South Sudan, some men believe that, or some people are saying that the kind of contraceptive or family planning we are having here is different compared to, they normally do compare our situation with Kenya. So some people prefer to go and take the one in Kenya compared to the other one in South Sudan, saying that the one in South Sudan, it's having so many effects when applied by a woman. So can you elaborate more on this?
All the family planning commodities all over the world are the same. There is no difference whether it is in Kenya or in South Sudan. So all the commodities we have are the same as the one Kenyans are having. So them also getting here is the same. The most important thing is when the client or the couple have come to the healthcare facility to access family planning, they go through a lot of process like counseling them, telling them about the different family planning methods, the side effects, and everything is given to them. All the information required on that particular family planning method they are choosing, the healthcare worker is able to give all the necessary information regarding even the side effect. So everything is the same. There is no difference in all the family planning methods. Family planning.
Now, Aris, what do you think is the reason why some men here in South Sudan, I understand that you've been supporting these programs through different partners and then you might have received this report. Why do you think that some men are resisting, you know, their women from using family planning? And also talk to us about what EU is doing in order to promote family planning despite all this resistance.
I think so. When I field visit, really what I've heard is the men being afraid that if their woman would take modern contraception, they would cheat on them, but also that they would become sterile from getting those medicine. But this is not true. It's not because you would take some modern contraception that after you would either cheat on your husband or either you wouldn't be able to have any more children. Really, like as my two colleagues again highlighted, it's really about being able to plan. Like, when do you want to have children? And really, this is a right that every woman should have because they need to also be able to decide when they want to have children. And of course, it's really important for men to be part of that decision and for men to be really like aware of all the benefits that family planning can have for their family, for their wife, for everyone, really. And then after on what the EU is doing, it's, I mean, again, is through, like, by funding the Health Pool Fund, which is, again, like, promoting family planning, encouraging women and men to access modern contraception, and also to really be able, at community level, through Boma Health Worker, to educate like the community on the benefit of family planning, like all of this is really, really important to, like, yeah, for the community to be aware of like all those benefits. And it will take time. That is also the point, I think, is to change mentality is not going to happen overnight. Like the percentage of women who have access to modern contraception is still quite low in South Sudan. But it's by little, I really believe that if all health workers, if like community leaders also are on board with that, if like awareness raising continues, then little by little, like that would be more accepted. But that's a fight that we need to continue having.
Okay, before we go to your future priorities, now, Doreen, let me come back to you. Yesterday, we actually spoke with the authorities in Western Equatoria who said that Health Support Fund withdrew their support, and then one of the main hospitals, that's Yambia State Hospital, is having some challenges with Big Panel. Now, how is the withdrawal of funding then affecting these services? Let's take, for example, family planning, even the awareness.
Okay, thank you very much. Of course, in Western Equatoria, Yambio State Hospital, as of November, HPF will not be supporting, but it will not affect the program so much because at other facilities like the primary health care centers, we are offering these services of family planning. And also at the PSU level, they are also offering awareness and health education. So it will affect to certain extent, but it won't affect because the services will still remain available in other supported health facilities. So Yambio State Hospital alone may not affect the uptake of family planning so much.
Okay, what of in the other part of South Sudan? Does some of the public health or health facilities also experiencing the same situation?
Okay, it is across the state where we have dropped off the state hospital and we are left with the county hospital. As slowly by slowly we are moving forward, and at the moment also one of the state, that is a Unity State, is already also given out to World Bank, which UNICEF will be the one to implement the programs there. But it won't affect because they will also come with those programs, including family planning. So the community will continue accessing the services. And also those facilities which are not being supported, they are nearby health facility which offer these family planning services. Mm-hmm. So there is no gap. They will be able to access in the nearby health facility which HPF is supporting.
And then are you hopeful for the future? I mean, what are Health Support Fund's priorities to help close the gap? Let me talk the gender gap in the health sectors in the country.
Health Pool Funds of Sudan will continue working with the Ministry of Health, the Ministry of Gender, UNFPA, and other key stakeholders to close gender gap in South Sudan. And they will also continue doing or delivering through the implementing partners those activities related to gender, especially the gender equality and gender mainstreaming trainings. We'll continue conducting those trainings, and we'll also continue to conduct the awareness raising in the community and also at the health facilities. And we'll also continue to strengthen the women and girl-friendly spaces, because we know through those spaces the women can be empowered and they'll be able to know their right and be able to stand firm to be able to also benefit and participate in the program.
Now, has Health Syringe South Sudan, what tips or behavior changes would you recommend to young women and men to help protecting and empowering women?
I advise the public, young women and men, to remain in school and study to complete their education and abstain from sex or use condom or other protective means to prevent pregnancy. Young men and women should seek for correct information about their adolescent and sexual reproductive health, use friendly spaces and healthcare workers. Provision of comprehensive sexuality education and strengthening school health talks through the established adolescent health club.
So, Aris, before we conclude our conversation, what are the quick wins, or what do you think or you wanted to see in the nearby future, and how will the EU further promote gender equality in the health sector in the coming year.
So because indicators are quite low in South Sudan and women's rights are far from being equal to men's ones, right? So therefore it's a bit complicated to probably talk about quick wins. However, if we look maybe at a decade away, the EU would like to see a country with a more equality between women and men, but also more opportunities for women to become more independent. So EU will continue supporting the health sector because it is part of its 7-year strategy, so the multi-annual indicative program from 2021-2027 that you might have heard about. So sexual reproductive health and rights is one of the components the EU would like to see improve. And in particular, from all the conversation that we have had during this radio show, is like for women, they need to have like a better access to functioning health facility. They need to be able to deliver their baby attended by a skilled midwife, to be protected when they are also victim from gender-based violence. So really program, they need to continue focus on awareness raising at community level, because this is also where everything is starting. It's really like the community. So just really, I want to take also this opportunity here to really highlight the amazing work that health worker and Boma health workers are doing, because they're really doing a fantastic job in this really challenging environment. And I would also like to take the opportunity to thank them for the work that they are doing.
Great. You know, what's your last message to the listeners of iRadio regarding the importance of how we can close gender gap in the health sector in South Sudan?
I can advise that all cases of gender-based violence should come to the health facility. If they experience the cases, the services are there, available for them. Let them not hesitate, because of the infections maybe will transfer to them, and also they will not be getting the treatment. Let them come on time so that they will be attended to. And also I'll be telling the community there, let them also respect human rights there. And also I'll tell them that all the services which are there, they are free for everyone. Let them access.
Thank you so much, Doreen. Just in 1 minute, your final message.
Okay, thank you very much. I would like to thank our host, iRadio, and also you, the moderator. I would like to thank our donors. In special way, we would like to thank EU for organizing this radio episode. And we also thank all the donors that are funding HPF, FCDO, USAID, Canada, Sweden, Gavi. Without them, HPF cannot be able to deliver these services to all the targeted population. So we thank them very much. And for us to be able to promote gender equality, it is my responsibility, it is your responsibility, and also the responsibility of any other person to protect the women and girls from gender-based violence. So together we join hand with the collective effort, we'll be able to improve gender equality in South Sudan. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Harris. Your final message.
Thank you very much also for this opportunity and for this discussion that we have had. Really, yeah, I would like to thank like the Health Pool Fund, like implementing partners, again, like all the health workers that are doing an amazing job to implement the Health Pool Fund across the country. And really, we hope to continue our effort to improve gender equality in South Sudan. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Aris, Doreen, and then for taking your time to join us in the third episode of Share with the European Union, where we discuss issues on the gender disparities in the health sector in South Sudan.